Do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place. Of course, somewhere we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayberhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayberhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy. With fast and free shipping, they'll even help you set up what you get. To find your own happy place in the Wayberhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home. Food trends come and go, but there's one that never seems to go out of style. The classic chocolate chip cookie. Oh, my favorite. And Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies are as classic as it gets, truly. They're made from the original recipe you know and love. I'm talking semi-sweet chocolate chips, a satisfying crunch. All together in a cookie you can't help but eat in one bite. It's everything classic in a cookie. Find Famous Amos cookies anywhere you buy your favorite snacks. Hey, it's Andy Cohen here with this week's chapter of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. The high highs and low lows of my life as a daddy to two kids and dozens of housewives. Joining me as always is my co-host John Hill. Hey, John.
Hey, honey.
Hey, babe. You know, this week I joined our Monday taping in transit, fresh off of guest hosting Live with Kelly. I reported on opening night of The Wiz, where I might have been shaded by Anna Wintour. I volunteered at a school fundraiser, and an overzealous dad auctioned me off. Didn't go that great. I was embarrassed by Ben later in the week in front of Kelly Ripa. It's a repeat appearance on the podcast by Kelly Ripa. On Thursday, I squashed the beef with the mouthy audience member at John Hill's show that we talked about last week. It was a big week. This is the Daddy Diaries podcast. Monday, April 22nd, 2024.
It sounds like we have a caller already. This is Andrew in New York City. Hi, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, girl, I just left co-hosting with Kelly. I'm right here. You didn't think I was going to let you really just do it without me, did you?
You're afraid that people will see how much nicer it is to listen to my voice right at the top of the show. You don't want to be threatened. How was your performance?
Let me do, I would like to take an opportunity to say you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you, honey. So do you.
No, I really don't. I mean, I'm like transitioning into Harvey Fierstein at this point. And, you know, what can I tell you? But the show was great. It was so easy breezy being there with Kelly. I think it was just as easy breezy as it's ever been. It was really, really nice. And I had a ball. And it's so I'm on Broadway right now, just grooving down to our SiriusXM studios. And I'll be with you very shortly, and I have to say, I got to see you twice over the weekend, and you got a little taste into my world with my little Jekyll and Hyde.
I really did.
You came over on Saturday morning, and how would you describe the scene at my house Saturday morning at 11:30 when you came over?
It was an affront to my serenity.
In what way?
It was an attack, an assault. You know, Ben was just in a moment. I could tell that he was probably in a great mood before I showed up. And when I got there, he was
revving up all morning. So yeah. It wasn't you.
Yeah. He wasn't in the greatest mood. He didn't want to look at me. He didn't want to acknowledge me. He wanted to cling to you like a barnacle, which I also understand. But I was just saying, hey, so he wasn't in a great mood that day. He kept
whispering, tell him, he was like, tell John Mayer, I mean John Hill, that he can come with us to go to Corner Bistro for breakfast. But then when you left, he gave you the ultimate shade and said, goodbye, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Which I was so annoyed. It is so horrible. But then what happened when you popped over yesterday?
Wow. the tides really turned. It was a new, it was a new kid. He was smiling. He greeted me at the door.
Yeah, he was waiting for you by the elevator.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was so cute. And I was like, who replaced this? Who replaced Ben? Who is this little angel? He was so cute and so sweet. You had just been to Paw Patrol. So he was stoked and hype from that.
Yes, he was. We did go to Paw Patrol. I went with Deirdre and her daughter Isla. And it was, you know, kids theater. It's a great time killer. What can I say? And he loved it. And you can talk at full voice. And we ran into, they took us into this kind of meet and greet before, but Ben did not want to meet the pups.
Never meet your heroes. Want,
which, right. Never meet your heroes, which is, you know, kind of course, annoyed me that he didn't want to meet the pups, but it is what it is. And so the pups had left and we're hanging out in there. Now, who else is in the room but Jessel Tank's husband, Poffett, who was a major part of last season of The Housewives of New York. I mean, he really was on. Now, it was out of context for me. He was in there alone. I don't know if his kids were in there. And I thought it was a playground dad that I hang out with.
Oh.
And I was like, hey. And then when we went into the theater at Madison Square Garden, I ran into Jessel. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I did not give Poffett the love and attention that I should have. It was, I was remiss.
How do you greet a guy that you see at the playground? Don't you say, hey, I'm friendly and what's up?
I was like, hey, how you doing?
That's fine. What are you supposed to do? No, kiss his ass just because he, I mean, like.
Well, no, I was like, but Poffett is, I hadn't seen him in a very long time. He's an important part of the New York Housewives. And
I'm sure he didn't notice until now.
Well, I told him. I said, oh, I thought you were someone else. He was like, oh, I know. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I'm sure you were fine. I'm sure you were friendly and fine. Don't need to say, oh, my God, I didn't know who you were just a second ago when I was nice to you.
Right. By the way, I want to just plug something, if y'all will allow me. On May 5th in New York City, I am going to be at the 92nd Street Y, an evening with Andy Cohen. I'll be reading a little bit from The Daddy Diaries and Most Talkative, and then it will just be a full audience Q&A, just kind of a conversation between me and y'all. You can go to 92nd Street Y's website for tickets. Everyone who buys the ticket gets this autographed paperback copy of The Daddy Diaries. So I look forward to seeing y'all there, I hope.
That's going to be a great time. I won't be here, but I bet it will be good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Talking about Paw Patrol, you went to Paw Patrol, but I went to Drag Brunch on Saturday, and there was a baby at Drag Brunch.
Well, that is just what the likes of Ron DeSantis are. You know, this is one of the, you know, kind of things that is ruining society, that people are bringing babies to drag punches, apparently. And did the baby like the serves the queens were delivering?
Honestly, yes, because they were amazing. They were amazing. Charlene Incarnate and Tyler Ashley in Brooklyn at Superfine. It was so fun. Danny Visconti got a table. Anthony was there. Nick Rizzo. We all went. And the drag queens did roast that baby so hard.
Did they really?
They got on a tangent about like the environment. And they were like, well, it's not our problem. It's your problem over there. That fucking baby's not going to have oxygen when it's old.
my God.
They read that baby for filth. It was brilliant.
So funny, actually.
Talk about turning lemons into lemonade, because we got there and we were like, who brings a freaking baby to drag brunch?
Right.
But those drag queens turned it into material. They roasted that baby so
that
good.
That is so funny. Now, John, I am pulling up to Radio Andy Power, so I'm going to pop out and I'll see you in a minute, okay?
See you in a sec.
I'm back in the studio now. just have to say how incredible it is that it took me 9 minutes to go from co-hosting Live with Kelly to this chair. We're talking geographically 67th and Columbus down to 49th and 6th Avenue. Not bad. Thank you to my driver. I went to see The Wiz the other night, opening night. Now, first of all, the invitation said to wear green, okay? Mm-hmm. Emerald City green.
Right, right.
So I wore a black suit and a white shirt and a green tie.
Okay.
Fine, just kind of like that's me doing my part.
Right. I wouldn't have even done that much.
Yeah, you know, some...
It's optional.
A lot of... Right, exactly. Costume, but I was being photographed and I thought, you know what? I wanted to support it. I wanted to support Candy and Todd. So go there, went with my ex.
How did he like it?
He loved it. He had never seen The Wiz.
Okay.
They really belted. Yeah. They messed up Ease On Down the Road. Yeah. I hate to say it. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to talk to Candy about this tomorrow off air. I'm not going to. But like, they never belt it. They never belt the song Ease On Down the Road. And it is a song that is meant to be belted. So that was my comment there. But all the voices are incredible in the show. I met Miss Stephanie Mills, the original Dorothy in the 1985 production of The Wiz. That was so exciting.
1985?
Yes. I was
wasn't
sitting...
Wasn't it before that? That's only...
No.
85 was the original Wiz?
I believe so.
When was that movie out?
Wait a minute. I think that's...
So Diana Ross is playing Dorothy in a movie in the late 80s?
You're right. I'm wrong. You are right. All right. Must have been 75.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. Anyway, talk to her. I was sitting in front of Sunny Hostin from The View and behind Sherry Shepherd. And it was so funny because I could hear Sherry's conversation with her people and Sunny's conversation. The three of us were all having the same conversation with our people, which was, who was that that just came up to me? Who was that? Because, and then someone said to Sunny, Sunny's person said like, oh, who was that? And Sunny's like, I'm trying to remember. They were on the show, but I'm trying to remember. And I said to her, this is me right now, this conversation. It was so funny because you do meet so many people and then it's hard to kind of put them in their moment. The show was so fun. I was very excited to meet Stephanie Mills. Cliff and I, it was at the Marquee Theater, which is not my favorite theater in the city. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
it's a Marriott.
One of my least favorite, if I can be so bold. It is a Marriott. It's at a Marriott.
It doesn't feel like one of those. It doesn't feel like an ancient, historic New York monument.
Also, the bathroom situation
is
terrible.
Any Broadway theater right now.
Yes. So to the point where I knew that Act One was ending, and I said to Cliff, the second they belt the last note, we are running to the bathroom. We ran. We were the first people in line. When I tell you that line wound up being, I mean, it was insane. It is too small. And so we went back out and we were kind of standing there and someone mentioned that, and line for the women's bathroom was even worse.
Forget it.
Someone mentioned that Hillary Clinton was there.
Oh, shit.
And Cliff said, well, where does Hillary pee? Like, if she has to pee, like, where is she?
Maybe
going?
Hillary's the one that took the dump at Some Like It Hot. She was there that night.
John, Secretary Clinton did not do that. Anyway.
I don't know.
So we were sitting there thinking, where is she, like, gonna pish if she has to pish?
Right.
Happy Passover, by the way,
Happy
to our
Passover.
Jewish listeners. And just then, Anna Wintour and her daughter Bea come up.
Uh-oh.
And we're talking to them, and I was talking to Bea, who was one of the producers of Sarah Jessica and Matthew's hit play in London. And talking to them. And then, by the way, Anna Wintour kind of made a crack about my tie. Okay. And I was like, now she was wearing orange. And I was just kind of like, yeah, okay. I'm just being festive, doing my part, contributing to the fun.
What did she say, though?
You know what? I'm not going to go into it. I'm just going to say she just made a little side comment about my tie to the point where Clifton was like, oh, you kind of just got red a little bit about the tie. We were dying. We were dying. It was funny.
I would have clapped back. I'd have been like, bitch.
No, I
bothered to tie this shit and you're going to like.
Well, then, no, she just kind of acknowledged my tie. Let me say that. She just acknowledged it. And then, someone came up to her and said, would you like to go to the, there was like a private intermission VIP green room, I guess. And so they took Anna and her daughter to that room, leaving Cliff and I behind.
It was the time.
But answering our question, where does Hillary pish during the intermission?
VIP.
Because I think that she was pishing in that VIP area.
Yeah.
So
she eased on down that road.
She eased on down that road.
Well, I saw Lempicka yesterday with Natalie Joy Johnson. Go see it. Go support it. It's so good. I had
what is Lempicka?
Well, if you remember from Barbara's book, it's one of Barbara's favorite painters.
Oh.
And it's the story of her life. It's fascinating. It's really, really good. And I had understudies for both the leads, and it was so exciting.
Oh, wow.
The score is impossible to sing. The whole stunt of it, if there is a stunt, is that it's so challenging vocally. So you know that the people hired to specifically sing those parts are going to be world class, and they really were. But I was going to say something about, because we got last minute seats, and Natalie got them for us. Thank you. And we sat way up at the top. But there were these two lesbians in front of us who wore fashion sunglasses on the tops of their heads, which is a look I have an issue with stylistically anyway.
Right.
I don't have long hair, a gorgeous mane like these lesbians did, but you know that look of you keep your hair back with the sunglasses on your head?
Yes.
It's kind of a white girl type of moment.
Yes.
Because of those sunglasses, I couldn't see like half the show, and you can't say, ma'am, can you take your sunglasses off your head? You're in the dark.
Right.
You don't need them on your body at all.
Switching gears, I just want to point out there was an article that came out late last week basically saying that I was leaving Bravo. And it was.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You're making exit plans.
Yeah. It started on In Touch, which can you look up if In Touch is owned by the Inquirer? Because I'm just trying to figure out how they would have just made this up and printed it. Because then I started thinking, maybe they're, are they owned by American Media? Yes, they are. Okay. Well, now I know. So they're owned by American Media, which just makes shit up and prints it, I guess. So they printed that. And I, listen, there one reads rumors about oneself all the time. And there, you know, I thought that this was interesting and didn't think anything really of it. And I think this was on Thursday or Friday. And I then took a nap. And when I woke up, my phone was kind of blowing up. And I have to say, I got a lot of really nice texts from people who were kind of feeling a certain way about me leaving, which made me feel good. I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, you know, a lot of housewives who were like, if you go, I go, and all this stuff. I was like, oh, this is nice. But it was so funny. And I thought, is this getting picked up? This thing from In Touch? Are people reprinting it? But they were. And so later in the day, that night, I look on Instagram and on my Explore page were all these articles saying, oh, he's staying at Bravo. And the comments under them, I just have to say, were so nice. And thank you so much to anyone who sent me a note or commented. I just thought, oh, this is so lovely. Like, maybe this was a nice thing that happened that this rumor came out because I got to see people kind of saying nice things. I thought, oh, okay, this is nice. Then I go on Twitter.
Oh.
And I was like, well,
different vibe.
I wonder what the vibe on Twitter is.
Don't do it.
John, It was literally like, he's leaving. Thank God. Hallelujah. I mean, it was so nasty. And I was like, if this is not emblematic of the vibe of these two platforms.
Yeah.
And so I closed my Twitter.
Thank
I went
God you're and not by on TikTok. TikTok is even it's you can't really? Even decipher the things people say. It's almost like they didn't watch the video they're commenting on.
Really?
They just want to say something and it's either mean and missing the mark or sort of nice or like it tells you what you were saying in the video back to you. It's really weird.
Really? Oh, I'm so glad I'm not on TikTok.
I like TikTok though.
Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I cannot believe how lucky I am as a parent that Apple TV has a ton of new Snoopy content. Think about it. There was, you know, we only had those Charlie Brown specials growing up, and there were, you know, a few of them and a couple Charlie Brown movies. There is a literal show on Apple TV that's been on three seasons called The Snoopy Show that is Snoopy vignettes. And then there's a show called Snoopy in Space, which Ben loves. And so we really start our morning every morning with Snoopy, which I just think is the greatest way to start your morning, frankly. But there is a member of the Peanuts gang who Ben Cohen just abhors.
Who?
He hates this member of the Peanuts gang.
Let's guess.
You guess.
Peppermint Patty.
No. But by the way, next time we have that son of Charles Schulz on who is involved in all of these, I can't remember his name. We've had him on before. Why does Marcy call Peppermint Patty sir?
Girl.
I mean, isn't that homophobic?
She's
like, it's like, excuse me, y'all mad at John and I for calling each other girl? Or, you know, she's calling Peppermint Patty sir.
Transphobic.
Is it like, is she making a comment about Peppermint Patty being a lesbian?
She's butch.
She's butch, so she calls her... I mean...
I always thought it was cute and charming.
I did too, but if you saw it now, wouldn't you be like, huh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like why is she trying to like mess with her binary?
Right. Anyway, do you think Pee-Pee is non-binary? Is Peppermint Patty a they?
No, she's... sir.
Right. Okay. Anyway.
She doesn't seem bothered by it. Peppermint Patty seems to be chill.
No, as a matter of fact, because I read
You're
the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown, to Ben last night.
She's upset.
It's a rather long story. There's a moment where Marcy comes over to bring eggs to be decorated, and she's like, sir, I got the eggs. And Peppermint Patty's like, stop calling me sir, Marcy.
Well, this is maybe why they did it as a teachable lesson to say if someone's calling you a name, correct them.
But she never stops. I left it out of the story altogether. I'm like, I don't need this to be a little, you know, side thing.
No, you
but
don't need
what
that.
Peanuts character do you think Ben?
Linus?
No.
I can't think of, I probably
Linus.
Hated the same one because I can't think of Pigpen.
No,
I love
Sally.
Pigpen. Which one's
Charlie
that?
Brown's sister with the big blonde hair.
Oh, she's a douche.
Every time she comes on, Ben's like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't.
And I'm like, well, what's wrong with Sally? He goes, Daddy, she's the worst.
Yeah, she's a dipshit.
And you know what? And I go, but you have a little sister. Like, I'm wondering if
projection.
He's projecting Lucy, our Lucy, onto Sally. But no, he projects our Lucy onto Lucy. Mm. He kind of thinks Lucy is Lucy. And Lucy's kind of got a big mouth and stuff. And our Lucy is no shrinking violet. Mm-hmm. But he literally, his quote about Sally Brown is, she's the worst, Daddy. And I kind of egg it on. I'm like, oh, here's Sally. And then he's like, oh. I kind of want, because I get a kick out of it, but I shouldn't be egging it on. Anyhow, speaking of Snoopy-like things, we visited with Waka on Sunday.
Oh, how was that? How's she doing?
He is really good. His snout is really gray.
Yeah.
You would not believe it. I mean, his snout is so gray. And so Ben and I were taking a shower Sunday night. think it's still okay for me to shower with my 5-year-old.
You have a shower that's kind of like, it's so large.
Big.
And there's a place to hang out when you're not showering. It's not like you're in like a small confined space.
Boombox.
Like
do you
like
have
a
kids?
Water park?
No. Anyway, I think it's still fine. It's, you know, we have some of our best talks in the shower.
Sure, it's a steam room.
Right. And he was saying, oh, so great to see Waka. I go, I know. I said, he's getting old. I said, you know, his snout was really gray. And he goes, well, you're really gray too. And I said, yes, Ben. And then he goes, well, is Waka getting ready to die?
Oof.
And I said, well, no. He's
maybe.
Just old. You know, yeah. I know. I didn't really know.
How old is he? 10?
No, he goes, I think he's about 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a big reunion. We were hugging. It was so great. And that dog, you know, dogs are so smart. We turned the corner and he led me to the barber shop that used to always give him bones. Mm. These dogs remember where they get their food. And Ben was very excited to see him. And Lucy, God bless her, was saying Waka, Waka, which was really very exciting. So I was a co-host the other night for this auction for Ben's nursery school. And it was me and two other dads who were co-hosting. And It was a really nice night. They raised a bunch of money. And I have to say, I used to, at these events, I think when Ben started in nursery school, I think I was very, I felt very weird. I felt like, I don't know. I felt, what's the word? As a single dad and the only gay guy in the room, I just felt a little weird. But
imposter
now I feel
syndrome?
A little, maybe. Now I feel fully integrated and it feels nice and I know the other parents and it's really nice. But I was up there with these two other dads and we're doing the auction portion. And one of the dads was like, okay, I'm going to add an item to be auctioned. We're going to auction off drinks with the three dads. You can have drinks with the three of us. And I'm like, I have been auctioned off for dinner. And I have two things that a lunch and a dinner that I've been auctioned off for that, by the way, have gone for $30,000 and up.
Wow.
Okay. For charity. And they're still yet to be scheduled. Darren and I are working on them. And it's like the schedules are complicated. I have shows at night. I have kids stuff. Whatever. It's very complicated. So, I mean, I will say I looked at this other dad. I was like, what are you doing to me right now?
Yeah,
like,
that would suck.
I got.
You didn't give consent.
Not only do I have two other items that are in the queue, but they went for a lot of money. So, like, what are we dealing with here? When I tell you, there was, and this is also why maybe I love being with this group. No one cares about me, which is great. But to the point where this was actually the finger paints from the kids were going for more money than this have drinks with the three dads item. And would you care to know the price that the drinks went for?
$5,000?
Lower.
Oh, no. $800?
Lower.
Oh, no.
$200?
$500?
$200?
Damn.
Now, that's the bad news. And I was like, okay. Okay, this is a wee bit of a blow to my ego. But second of all, shout out.
That's a lot of money for somebody. It's a lot of money for me.
Well,
damn.
It is, but I'm just saying in comparison. Now, the second thing that I would like to point out is that the money, the person who bought it was the guy, one of the three dads' wife. So she did it to kind of save face. And once she did
it, that is so embarrassing.
I was like, great, sold for $200. Because also, I also knew that if this gal bought it, at worst, I love her.
Yeah.
At worst, I would be having drinks with the four of them. But at best, I was like, I don't need.
Right.
I'm good.
Good.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Y'all realize.
You were smart to cut it off because then you don't want to have it be awkward where no one's bidding and everything.
Yes.
Then it's embarrassing.
Yes.
That's good. You raised a little money and you get to have a kiki.
Yes. Yes. Back with more from this week's Daddy Diaries after this.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. This has been one of those weeks where every hour is scheduled. Last night, I was in a car. Well, I was two episodes behind on notes for Jersey Housewives. And I watched episode 11 and 12 in a car going uptown, then downtown, then before Watch What Happens Live. I mean, it was like every... But I got to tell you something. This season is real good. Real good. Oh, my God. Anyhow, I got to tell you something. Mercury is in retrograde for real. I talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago. I know it's a really hard time for Aries, as Amy Sedaris told me. But this Gemini is having a real hard time, too.
It was also the Scorpio full moon last night. Everyone was in the shadow cells.
Yes. I had Ali Luber on Watch What Happens Live, and she gave me a reading, Ali Bally from Vanderpump Rules, who is one of the most naturally beautiful people I think I have ever seen. I've met her before in person, obviously, many times, but she is just stunningly beautiful. And anyway, yes, she read my chart, and we were talking about... you know, the planets and such, and there with all. And I got a new phone, I think, a week ago. And now what I have is two phones that don't really work. Darren, my assistant, who now kind of works from LA, is coming to get my phone today. She's going to deal with that. Hopefully we can solve...
You have to swap out that low storage phone. You have to.
I know, but then they're saying I have 2 terabytes or whatever the hell
it's called.
Yes,
you want that. You want to.
No, I have. Anyway, the bottom line is she's coming to get the phone, and hopefully this will. So I am on my other phone, which is on Wi-Fi right now. That's how I'm dealing with that. Whatever. It's just been weird. And then I've got. We are celebrating the 15th anniversary of Watch What Happens Live this summer. There are a couple reporters doing stories on me that have been kind of following me, and or there's been one that's been following me, and I spoke to another one. And you know what? When you do interviews, what happens is I get in bed at night. And I start replaying shit that I've said.
Yeah.
And then I start emailing the publicist being like, just have to warn you, I said this. Does that sound bad? Or if this is pulled out of context, you know, I mean, I'm just terrified of how things look in print, how things look without context, how things look in print without hearing you say it. It's just a lot. And then I'm like, why am I just even leaving my house? I should just stay home and keep my mouth shut. And had a big photo shoot yesterday. And last night I had Courtney from PR send me a few of the pictures. And I was like, oh my God, this looked so fierce at 10 a.m. and at 10 p.m. it looks real bad. And I was like, no, no, no. I was like, I don't look as hot as we all thought this looked.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those pictures we took last week at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know, right.
Yeah, those will be great.
That's right. I did also want to say, oh, God. Yeah, you know, Ben didn't have school yesterday. And for Passover, and so we signed him up for a kind of all sport program at Chelsea Piers, where you just go and do sports from 8:45 in the morning until 3 p.m. And he
that
didn't know
like hell.
I agree to tell you the truth. And he didn't know any kids at this thing. Mm-hmm. Chelsea Piers, by the way, if you're not familiar with it, is huge. It is huge. And so it's this huge space. And I'm in this line with him with all these strange kids. And he did a couple times in the morning. He was like, I don't know what I want to. I don't know if I want to go to this thing. I go, oh, it's going to be really fun, and you're going to get to do this ninja stuff and whatever. But I have to tell you, this little boy who's 5, I was so proud of him, because when I dropped him off, the guy in front, the system at the line was very poor, by the way, and I was having a fit. But the guy in front said, okay, no parents allowed, you know. Okay, sport, just go in and go all the way to the end and there'll be someone. And I watched Ben go down this very long hallway with his little backpack. And I was like, look at this brave little guy. He didn't look back once. And yes, it was camp from 9 to 3, but I just thought, good on you, mate, for not breaking down, melting down. Anyway, I was very proud of that. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I do a Q&A on the show before every episode of Watch What Happens Live with the audience. And someone asked recently if I would have any interest in being the next Golden Bachelor. And I was like, I'm a little too young to be the Golden Bachelor. Thank you. But apparently Luann told Life and Style magazine she wants to be the next Golden Bachelorette.
She should.
She said, it's perfect for me. Who could charm the socks off the Countess? She clarified the show hasn't reached out to her just yet. She made it clear that she's ready to manifest her man this year, would like to get in touch with someone who could help her land the gig. With all due, this is only the greatest idea on the planet.
It's a great idea.
I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. I did Kelly Ripa's podcast yesterday, and I did it from home, and I'm on the computer, and there's all these times where I'm sitting at my desk talking into my computer, and Ben and Lucy will be walking by, and if they see me there, they want me right then. They don't care that I'm in a meeting or recording a podcast. And Ben, I was not giving Ben my attention. And I kept saying, Ben, here's Meemaw, which is what he calls Kelly. And he calls Mark Peepaw. And, he was kind of creeping over and he was kind of looking in the screen, but he wouldn't really look. And she keeps saying hi and it was all a mess. And then he was leaving for swim class. And Kelly said, I love you, Ben. And he said, well, I don't love you, which is, so nasty. And it's like your kid just won't. So what do you do in a situation like that, Jordan? Like,
Well, I guess it depends on the context, but usually they're saying that because of something else.
Right.
He's saying that because he wanted your attention and she was taking it
right
from him.
Right.
So you just have to reframe it. Like, I know you're mad that I'm not giving you attention, but saying that is rude and probably really hurt Meemaw's feelings.
Oh my God, that
do
is
you want to make
a good
Meemaw
line.
Sad? And then my kid is very, Cooper's very empathetic, and then he'll like immediately burst into
right.
tears. So then that's like a whole other thing.
Oh wow,
but
wish Ben was empathetic.
You
like
yeah, you just have to
right.
explain the situation and be like, that made her sad. Do you want to make her sad? And then make him say, I'm sorry I said that.
Well, we did something like that, which is, I was really embarrassed too. I was like, now this is on the podcast. You can hear Ben saying this on the podcast. So I was very embarrassed. And so Ben made her some art. You know, we were like, we need to talk to you about this. This was not right. You spoke to someone. You don't speak to anyone like this, but this is someone that we love. And so he made her a piece of art and wrote her a, like, I'm sorry, I love you, Ben. So that's on its way to her. But I was embarrassed, you know? It's like, ugh. Now it's on a podcast, my son being, oh, my publicist is saying, do you want me to see if we could get it taken out? Oh, it's relatable, you're saying. Oh, I thought you were saying, should I get it taken out? Oh, well, yeah, it's relatable, but see if you can get it taken out. No, it's fine. Keep it in there. Kelly was very cool. Thursday, April 25th, 2024. It is Lucy's second birthday on Monday, and I've been agonizing over what to do for her birthday because, like, with all due to Lucy, and it's no disrespect to Lucy's personality or anything, but she doesn't have a ton of friends yet. She's two. She goes to a little group. She has one little girlfriend who lives in our building. And so I was like, what am I going to do for Lucy's party? And what's it going to be? And again, I am very big on not overthinking the parties when they're teeny teeny. And to me, the people that want to celebrate her, they're all my friends. Her godmother, her godfather, just random people. So what I decided to do, and I decided, my mom and my sister are coming in this weekend. And what I decided to do, and it's a wee bit last minute, I just decided this morning, but I'm going to do a little rosé party for the adults from 5 to 7 p.m. And I invited her little friend, who's also two, who lives in the building. And I invited Anderson and Benjamin to bring their kids. And that's kind of going to be the party. Barkin's coming, my mom and my sister, a few other adults. That's it. I invited Shady Bill and Chris. I mean, that's the party. Got to get a bunch of rosé. I'm not drinking, so okay, that's fine. I don't care. But does that sound fine? I'm going to let Ben pick out her cake so he has a little stake in the game.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, at that age, they really, like you said, they play like next to other kids.
Right.
They're not like really fully engrossed in a friendship yet. So she has like a couple kids to run around with, and then she knows all the grownups in her life that she knows and loves, and it's going to be great.
Good.
She's not going to remember it probably. So
right, yeah. Either am I. No, I am. I can't wait. It's going to be wonderful. Anyway, listen, if you were listening to the show last week, you will recall that I went to see John Hill's show. And there were these two gals sitting behind me who were so sweet and fun and loud, if I can say. And they sent me a drink during the show, which was so nice. And they sent a martini, and which made it more complicated for me because I could tell that they were not only fans of mine, that they were fans with John. They knew a lot of the words to his songs, but they were really talking a lot in full voice during the show, and it was really grating on me. And I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, the martini was gone. And Bruce said, oh, they asked if you were going to drink it. And I said, no, because you're not drinking right now. And they took it back, which I was so glad they took it back, because I hate, like, the martini looks so good. I hate something going to waste. And so I was like, oh, good. But then they were really talking. And I finally turned to them and I said, you're being rude. And then it really set them off and they stormed off and it all ended very badly. And I was really hoping that one of them or both of them would call in, because I, first of all, as much conflict as is around me in the Bravo universe, I don't like being involved in it. And when I am, I like to clean it up. And so it is time to squash that beef. Ashley, my friend from, or my future friend, from the show has called in, and I'm so glad you did. I know you called into John's show the other day, and I'm so grateful for you for calling in. Were you so mad at me when I said that to you?
No, so listen, I never thought in a million years you were going to intend to be show, let alone sit right in front of us. So I know. And thank you for having me on. And I do want to apologize that I took away from your experience. I hope you can go again, and I won't be there because, you know, I really can't afford it. I make $21 an hour. I was actually, out of the one half, I was not the vocal one shouting like Biden. And she's not a Trump supporter
either. Oh, I didn't even care about that. I didn't even, by the way, I didn't even really, that. I didn't care about that.
Yeah, no. And
by the way, that was another reason why I was so glad that y'all took that drink back. Because I was like, these drinks are, they're like $20 drinks.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
If I was blackout drunk, and I do want to defend myself a little bit.
Okay, good.
If I was blackout drunk, I would have came up to you, asked you for a selfie, and got you really pissed off. And I know that.
No, I wouldn't have been pissed off to take a selfie with you.
In certain settings, I know when it's appropriate and not appropriate.
But that's appropriate. That was a public event. I would have happily.
Well, I knew that sending the drink was maybe more classy.
It was super classy.
The irony of it is that you felt like you were barbaric, which I was definitely tipsy, and so was my friend. I will take accountability of that. I did not tell my friend that it was like a show to just clap. I was cheering. I was like, because this is my second time seeing John.
Yeah.
So now I'm familiar with the song. I'm excited. I don't get out much, you know. I do go into the city sometimes with friends, you know, but I don't go to shows like that really that much.
Yeah.
You know, I know how to act in an opera, and I know how to act in maybe a comedy show that maybe is talking about pussy slaps. You know, like, okay. I thought maybe I could be a little more loose. You know, which now I know in the future, but regardless, yes, it was a $30 cocktail. So I asked Bruce, who I said, you know, I love your show back, you know, when he used to do Lunch with Bruce, you know, I whispered that to him. And I was like, you know what, I'll take the martini because I don't want it to go to waste. So
me
either. And I don't consider this a fight. Like, I know I stormed out. I was really upset because you literally, I breathe, you know, just like many people, Bravo.
Yeah.
And, you know, I bought your book.
That's why I felt so bad about it. I was like, I know that this woman must, you know, be a fan and be on my team. So I know how much that must have hurt when I said that, because it's like, it's exactly the person you don't want to say it. It's like, wait a minute, but you're my person.
And when you turn back at me, I think I get triggered anyway by being scolded regardless from like childhood and stuff. So that's not your problem.
Like that.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
But it was, I took it as a scolding and I was embarrassed, you know? So I stormed out. I was like, you know what? I'm done. You know, let's go. We have to make the train to Jersey anyway. Let's go. So I am, by the way, the same Ashley from Fort Lauderdale that had the casino dick-sucking call.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Let's go deep here. Are you the person that was seeing that horrible guy who was, like, using you terribly?
Yes.
Oh, Ashley. John, did you know that?
No, I have
And
no
this
idea.
Guy was, and what happened at the casino with dick sucking? You sucked him. Oh, yeah, he was being terrible to you, and then you, like, blew him outside of the casino?
Yes.
Oh, I did, Ashley.
I did absurd things for him because I was infatuated with him. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
by the way, okay, let's just clean this up one thing at a time. Are you over that guy now?
Yes. He still tries to contact me, but I don't. I'm in Jersey. He's
and you don't, Florida, like,
so don't
Venmo
do
him money or anything?
No.
Okay, good.
No, no.
And are you seeing anybody now?
No, because I'm not really feeling good about my body. I gained some weight after I had ankle surgery, so I'm just trying to, like, lose weight again. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I remember you were both very beautiful, you and your friend.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And, you know, no hard feelings at all. Like, I'm not going to be a troll on the internet. Like, I know you said that. I was like, that's not in my nature.
I know. I was like, this is how a troll is born. You're mean to someone, and then they go out, and they want, and then, you know, that's so funny.
And I'm reasonable enough to know. I don't know what, maybe you came and you wanted peace and quiet because everything around you is so loud. So,
well, no, I mean, I went, but I just wanted to watch the show. That's what
I mean,
typically when you go to a show, you just, you let the performer speak.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. And she doesn't know, my friend doesn't know you from a hole in the wall.
Okay.
I dragged her with me. I was definitely cheering up a storm, that country song.
Which I appreciated, Ashley. I told you yesterday. I appreciate the interview. You didn't do anything like, there's no one saying you have to be quiet and go, like, be boring at the show. I think it's like, if you're at a show, it's not like you have to just read the room a little bit and see if you're on a different plane as everyone else, then, you know, regulate. But
no,
I want you
I
to
agree.
Come back. I loved having you, and I'm grateful that you brought a friend and that you came twice. I really appreciate it.
Yes. And again, I apologize. I took away from your experience, Andy. And I hope that you go back because it's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely will.
I won't be there.
I definitely will. And I'm so glad you called, and I'm so glad that you and I were able to clean it up. And I... You know, yeah, good. I'm really glad.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And I wish you health and success in the future.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
You all as right. well.
Okay, good. Thanks, Ashley.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. That's wild that's the Ashley. Do you remember her, Jordan?
I remember her, but she moved from Florida. I remember an Ashley from somewhere in Florida calling about this.
She called a few times with that ne'er-do-well boyfriend.
Yes.
That is wild. Well, I am really grateful that she called in. That's all for this week's edition of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. To hear every minute of my Kiki with John, plus interviews, news, and more, you can listen to my SiriusXM channel, Radio Andy, anytime on the SiriusXM app. We'll see you right back here with more Daddy Diaries next week.
Radio Andy, always unpredictable, a SiriusXM podcast.